Hello and welcome to another day of the First Steps Daily Devotional. We're so excited that you have started following Jesus, and we hope that these devotionals will help you on your way on this amazing adventure that you've chosen to step into. So the truth that we're talking about today is asking for wisdom. You can ask for wisdom. As we know that we have direct access with God, we also must know that He gives generously to all without finding fault. That's in James 1:5. Listen to it again. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. You could read it as if one lacks wisdom, you should ask God and it will be given to you. That's a true statement. And through this, we can know that if we need wisdom, we can ask God and He'll give it to us. But that's not the only other thing in this scripture. This is a fascinating scripture that reveals the nature of God when it comes to asking. It says that you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. This is an expression of who God is and His nature. He is generous to all, and He gives without finding fault. So listen to this. First, let's talk about gives generously to all. It's who He is to give generously. And He gives it to everyone. He's a generous God who gives generously to others. That means when you ask something, it comes in a generous portion. This should change the way that we ask Him things. If we know He's a generous God, then we should ask for a generous portion. Titus 3:4 says, "But when the kindness and love of our God, our Savior, appeared, He saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that having been justified by grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life." How amazing is that? He's a God that gives generously to all. You know, I love when I consider the generousness of God. He gives us love. Well, what kind of love? To the max. He gives us max amount of love, and there's nothing that we can do to change that. We can't do anything to make Him love us less, and honestly, we can't do anything to Him to make us love more. He just loves us completely and in a great way. I've been able to see the generosity of God in my life, you know, in all different circumstances, whether it's financial provision, whether it's in the wife that He led me to, whether it's in the blessing of my children, whatever it is, we just continually see a God who is generous to all. But the other part of that, not only is He generous and that He always gives us best, but it also says in the passage that He does so without finding fault. See, we tend to think that our actions determine how He responds. I love the fact that this is included so that we know that His generosity isn't based on fault finding. It's not based on what we've done wrong. It's based on the fact that He's a generous God. What a confidence God gives us in this. We think that because our past or our thoughts or something God will hold from us, but that's not the case. We tend to put too much weight on what we've done in the past or how we've messed up. We notice all of those things, but we have to remember that God said, "I put your sins as far as east is from the west and remember them no more." So not only can you ask for wisdom and receive the generosity without finding fault, but this is the nature of God. So whatever you ask, whether it's wisdom or something else, you ask, you can expect a generous portion from Him without finding fault. Wow, that's an amazing thing, because as I said, sometimes we think what we do or don't do determines how generous God is. But when we find that He is a generous God, and in that generosity, He wants to give us things. Man, that truth should bring us to a place that changes the way that we pray, to be honest, the way that we approach Him in prayer, because He's looking to be generous to His people, not because of anything that they did, but because He loves them, and that's who He is. He's just a generous God, and He gives to all without finding fault. So I want to encourage you, in places where you need wisdom, I want to encourage you to ask God, knowing that He gives generously to all without finding fault. So if you find yourself in a place where you're looking for a job, or you need more provision for your job, or you need financial provision for a bill or something that came up, or you need wisdom on how to deal with a relational issue. Remember that he's the God who gives generously. In other words, what we come to him with, he wants to supply in a great measure for us to be able to walk through those and get those. You know, I've positioned myself in a place where if God is my provider, which I believe he is, when I learned how generous he is without giving fault, it became a desire of mine to never ask for a raise. And that if I did, it would be to God in the place of prayer because he's the most generous person I know. It wouldn't be me trying to manipulate my way or to ask a boss, even if at times I felt like I was being underpaid, because I believed the God who gives generously can move things accordingly so that I could receive what is necessary and even what I need. And so I rely on God with that. So I'm going to encourage you today as I close, consider him to be the generous God that he is, and then direct your prayers accordingly. He's an amazing God that we serve. I hope this encourages you. Have a great day.